I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you with us again. And let us start this beautiful day with a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful day. We thank you for the opportunity that we have once again to come into your presence and to receive so many good things. I thank you that you are with your presence here and you have prepared good things for each and everyone that is listening right now. Amen. With everything in life, we have like two levels. And also with love, which is a topic that we discussed quite much this year, we also have like two levels. We have the outward level. If you look at somebody, maybe he's friendly, maybe a little bit groggy in the morning. But you have an outward appearance. If you meet somebody at work, maybe he's very friendly. He opens the door for you, says a nice greeting to you. But you always have also another level, and that is the inward thing. And not always is the inward thing really an expression of what I see outward, or vice versa. And this is a challenge that we oftentimes have when we struggle to love somebody, when we struggle to love in a certain situation. Sometimes we try to keep up the outward picture in a right way, but sometimes the inward picture is not right. And the reason why this is so struggling for us is oftentimes because we do not believe that we are able to love. And I invite you to open your Bible to the Old Testament, a story that is quite famous, but also always when I read it, so encouraging. And this is found in Judges chapter 6, where we find a story of the people of Israel that has many similarities to the situation right now in the Middle East, where Israel is over and over attacked by the enemy. And not just by one country, but by different groups who gather together to fight against Israel. And maybe even as today, in these days, God allowed it. God allowed that the enemy, destroys much in Israel, but also he has, like always and like today, he has a plan of salvation. And I want to read in Judges chapter 6, the verses 1 to 6, that gives us an introduction into the situation that Gideon and his people find themselves in. And we read in Judges chapter 6, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, the Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops all the way to Gaza, and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep, nor cattle, nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them of their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. And oftentimes, maybe this is the description of your situation right now, that you feel that the enemy has opened doors in my life and he can do anything he likes. And oftentimes, in the time before we are so poor, we feel strong, we feel able, and there is sometimes not much prayer. There's not much seeking help in the church. There's not much seeking understanding and encouragement and comfort through the Bible. Oftentimes, when we do not have many struggles, we feel strong. And we don't feel the need that we really need the Holy Spirit, that we really need God's Word. But in times of trouble, in times where the enemy really attacks, we normally cry out to God. And it's the same case with them. Like in verse 6, Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out. So there needs to be a level of challenge. There needs to be a level of poor, being weak, being sick, so that we start to pray. and start to cry out. Maybe not just say our religious prayers, but really from our deepest heart, pray and cry out to God. God, I need your help. And maybe that's your situation, that you need help in your family, that you need help in your workplace, that you need help with your health situation or with your finances or with just the sense in your life on living life with a purpose. That was my road to God, with that feeling that I have no sense, that my life makes no sense, that my life makes no difference. And this led me really to cry out to God as a young man, to cry out to God, God, give me a reason to live because I have none. And it's so, so interesting as we read on in the chapter 7. I want to read the verses 2, 4, and 7, because now it's described the challenge that God has for Gideon. Because God came in that poverty, God came to the people of Israel, and he had a calling for Gideon to save them out of the hands of the Midianites and the Amalekites and their enemies. And this challenge was very, very interesting, because we read in chapter 7, verse 2, the Lord said to Gideon, because he gathered some soldiers, he said to Gideon, you have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength has saved me, they would say. And in verse 4, but the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men. Take them down to the water and I will thin them out for you there. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. In verse 7, the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you. And I give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home. So here the story is like that, that he has the calling to fight the enemy. But he has 32,000 soldiers with him. And I think, as we read, the enemies, they were many as the sand. You could not count them. So with his 32,000 soldiers, he felt inferior. And he thought, I do not have enough. God, I do not have enough soldiers to fight the enemy. And God shocked him and said, no, you do not have lack, you have too much. And oftentimes that's the case. Why is God not able to help you? Because you have too much. Too much leaning on your own understanding. Too much listening to the lies that sometimes your feelings have long convinced you to believe. You have too much. We have too much. And God says very, very strong way, there are still too many men. In verse 2, I cannot deliver Midian into your hands. God cannot. Not because he's not powerful enough, because you are too full of yourself. And that is a truth that often tastes not so well, because it's, in the first place, not encouraging, but correcting. God tells you and me today, I cannot help you unless you empty yourself out of your believing, your hoping, your crying for other people to help you. And Gideon, he was desperate because he had only 32,000 soldiers. And later on we read, God told him, no, way too much soldiers. You have way too much hope in human help. And God says, no, not the 32,000. Less than 1% in the end was joining Gideon. In the end, he had 300 men. That is less than 1%. And sometimes we feel like, God, I used to be strong. I used to have power. But now I have less than 1%. And what is less than 1%? It's nothing. And so oftentimes we feel like we have nothing. We have no experiences how God saved me. We have no experiences that the Holy Spirit is really with me. All I have is a past that's very, very discouraging. And we feel poor, like we have nothing. And God says, this is the day of your victory. Because Gideon had to come to the point, and I imagine that it says later on that in the night, God told him, now you start. And I imagine him being in the late afternoon, in the evening, being in his tent, and he told God, God, I have nothing. How can I fight with 300 men against thousands and millions of enemies? And suddenly he realized, wow, if I have God, I have everything I need. If I only have God, if I only have the promises of God, it will be accomplished. And oftentimes, we have way too much possibilities for help. And God needs to bring us into a situation where this source of help is gone, where those friends leave me, where my family is not understanding me, where I do not feel healthy anymore. When I cry out to God and realize, when I take that step of faith and I say, not only God, I need you because all the other sources are not there anymore, but I take that step of faith where I say, with you, God, I have everything. In John 15, we read the famous verses, without me, you can do nothing, Jesus says. And often we stay in that place and we think, okay, I can do nothing because I have no good feelings about anything, so I cannot do nothing. But Jesus says, with me, you can do anything. And I encourage you so much. Let's turn to James. And there James encourages us, if we lack love, ask for it. If you lack wisdom, ask for it, and it will be given. And it says, James 1, verses 6 and 7, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, and who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That's a promise. And verse 6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave on the ocean blown and tossed by the wind. So we realize when I have a lack of prayer, when I have a lack of reading my Bible, it's not just because that I became a bad Christian and God is not happy with me. No, it's a lack of understanding that I need God. It's a sure sign of self-reliance if I do not seek God. Because I have not realized I am in a fight. God put you in a fight that you are not able to win by yourself. And do not be desperate and sad because you're not winning. That's the normal situation. We have a lifestyle that God planned us not to do by our own power. And sometimes I think, oh God, I did everything that I could. And God has said, I never asked you for that. I asked you to believe that with me you have everything. Hallelujah. And that you actually believe that. Because if you do not believe that, I cannot help you. And I will not help you. Because I desire you to understand Pentecost, that you and the Holy Spirit are one. If we are still hoping for help from other people, if we are still hoping for help from my doctor, from my boss, from my spouse, from my family, and then I am destroyed and I'm sad and frustrated because they are not helping me. I'm frustrated because I still fail. Yes, I invite you to take that step of faith and believe, God, you are with me. And with you, I will succeed. And this is one of the main reasons why we have prayer. Not just to ask things from God, but to come into that knowledge, into that revelation that the Holy Spirit and you are one. You're so loved, you are forgiven, you have everything you need. Your heart has been restored, the heart is full of love and full of the Holy Spirit. And now it's your task to step into that faith, to step into that truth that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you and that with Him everything is possible. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for that truth. And so often you tell me you have way too much reliance on myself, too much hope to get help from other people. And sometimes we have never come to the place of that healthy poverty to realize, God, without you, I have nothing. But with you, I have everything that I need. And I have everything, enough wisdom, enough power, enough love to conquer every situation, every challenge in my life. And I pray, Holy Spirit, strengthen our hearts this morning that we really live in faith. Amen.